Okay, it's time for public comment. Come on down if you want to address the commission. You have 3 minutes. Please provide your name and your address, please.
Hello, my name is Henry Salzer. I live in 6th and Cherry. This is the issue, parking. Actually, right now, it's about 50 parkings on the lot. We're going to take them away. So we're going to put those cars back on the street. 77 units is for 105 parkings. It's only 55 parkings more than what is existing right now. The business, when I submit plans to city, they require a parking space for a certain amount of square footage. And we are using the same parking space for the tenants that for the business. I mean, if I live in that building and I have one parking and I'm sick, I don't go to work on Friday, somebody's gonna be using my parking. So one stall per unit plus one guest, I don't think that solves the parking issue right here in Long Beach. So I don't know what can we do about parking, but I don't think that this is a nice project regarding parking. Thank you.
We keep, Diana LeJeans, we keep hearing people talk about parking. I mean, ad nauseum, we keep hearing over and over again, people don't have enough parking. And the thing is to think that people are just going to give up their cars and start walking everywhere is naivete. That's not going to happen. I mean, I can't picture any of you doing that. I mean, I don't know where you live, and I don't really care. But, you know, to again, impact, these areas are so impacted already, and then to the amount of parking that they're going to furnish here is just not enough. I mean, you've got, say you have one unit, I don't know, I didn't hear a breakdown on whether it's one bedroom or two bedrooms, but probably each unit's going to have two people, two cars, then their guests. It impacts the area that's already impacted, and you have to think about quality of life. The more density you create, it creates more crime, it creates discontent, people walk their dogs, you've got more excrement, you've got so many things that accompany density. You need to think about that. And it's, you know, they don't have enough parking. It's just, you know, it just does not work to think that people are just going to give up, okay? And we already have shortages of public safety. There's so many reasons that you need to really think about increasing density, taking away parking that is already so scarce. So thank you very much. Please think about our quality of life. Don't keep packing more and more onto us. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Ann Prophet. I live at 140 Linden Avenue. And I'm really disturbed by this because once again, you put an ill-advised building where a parking lot once served the neighborhood. And you're satisfying desire by the developer to remove parking, forcing poor air and light qualities on the public. It might appease the needs of the few, but not the majority. The commission and city council have again and again shown callous disregard for its constituents' quality of life. Seven stories bring blight to the area. It's too tall for the neighborhood. And it's really not going to offer the kind of redeeming visual qualities that you need. Lowering the parking requirements throughout the city and in our area is not proper and it's not right. We have severe issues in the East Village and Alamitos Heights neighborhoods where this dubious construction is planned. Drivers circle these neighborhoods looking for parking, adding congestion and poor air quality. For a petite, older woman like myself, it's scary and dangerous to have to walk as much as half a mile a day after eventually finding parking. The fears that I have during these walks are due to the city's unwillingness to combat daily crimes perpetuated by people who don't pay to live here. I've been assaulted several times. LBPD hasn't done a damn thing. But now, I carry my mace everywhere I go. I have to do this, because once I've parked, I'm fair game. The parking mess is one you inherited, but you don't have to make it worse. When you've got one, two-bedroom places, you're going to have at least two people with at least two cars, and having one space per unit just doesn't cut it. There's a reason why people don't leave their areas, because they don't find parking when they come back. You're going to have problems with this no matter what you do. If you just go with what you've been handed, you're going to have angry constituents, and you really don't want that.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Debbie Tobias. I live at 100 Atlantic Avenue in Long Beach. I'm the president of TAPS, which is a citizens group working on the parking. I understand that the city cannot require more parking in these buildings than the code requires. You can review the parking requirements before approving any more buildings. In 2013, the site plan approval for the first building under the downtown plan, the Planning Commission emphasized that they wanted Condition JJ to protect our area if it was shown there wasn't enough parking in the new building. Afterwards, we found out that condition was completely unenforceable. The downtown plan's parking requirements were not based on data. The disappearing appearance of parking lots was not addressed. In 2012, the skimpy evaluation of cumulative effects could not foresee the impact of more buildings being added and changed over the next 5 years. Fast forward to 2015 and again in 2016, when the Planning Commission made comments that they wanted a study session on the parking requirements at the earliest time possible. One commissioner asked if there was evidence as to whether those buildings were sufficiently parked. Now in August 2018, many buildings have been approved with inadequate parking. There is clear evidence that the first building under the downtown plan does not have enough parking. There are signs on the full parking lot next door to that building saying private parking, the current and Starbucks parking only. The second building will soon take away that parking lot. 320 Alamitos is just three blocks away from that. The area is already seriously parking impacted. What can the Planning Commission do? Recommend that the City Council declare a moratorium on new project approvals until the parking study is completed. Recommend a change to parking requirements so that the developers perform mini parking studies. This method is not expensive for developers and is not new to Long Beach. Notify developers that residential street parking passes will not be available to their residents. Implement the recommendation from the city's own parking consultant. Partner with some developers to add public parking to the new buildings. There is money coming from the RDA properties that is slated for downtown projects and could be used for this recommendation. And the breakdown, one lady had asked about what the breakdown was, there are only 17 out of the 77 units that are 640 square feet or less. And that was the number that the Planning Commission chose to be the level at which a second parking space should be in the granny flats. So just to give you an indication, that means 60 of these units don't even meet that. So thank you.
Yes.
Hello, my name is Becky Ferris and I live at 418 Benito Avenue, which is at 4th and Alamitos, and it's within half a mile of three new buildings going in. Regarding the 320 Alamitos building project, I'm very concerned about removing the existing parking to add residences, which won't even have enough parking of their own. The cumulative impacts of these buildings, especially being built around the same time, along with removing existing parking, is overwhelming to the community. Adding to an existing problem is not a solution. It does not ease the burden on the residents, but multiplies the amount of stress on the individuals and also on the environment. Within 1 mile of my house, you're building three new multi-story housing complexes and eliminating existing parking at all three of those sites. Again, the negative cumulative impact from these building decisions will be felt by residents for years. I understand the desire of downtown Long Beach to be a city that walks, rides bikes, uses public transportation, but 77% of Long Beach residents work outside of the city. We need to plan for the city that we live in today, as well as planning for what it will be in the future. There's 33 downtown development projects. 6 buildings are currently under construction, 13 have been approved and in plan check, 7 pending and under review, and 7 have been completed. That's a lot of projects. I personally have had to walk 7 blocks to get home from looking, or after looking for parking for over 45 minutes. I'm 52, and I had to do that at 3 in the morning because I work for a newspaper. So that was pretty scary. A waitress at Shenanigans, which is at the Seaport, she told me that she leaves for work 2 hours early because she has to plan for 45 minutes to an hour driving around looking for parking. When we passed out flyers this week, multiple people stopped us to talk about the parking issue. One man said he couldn't afford parking tickets and his rent, so he's got to move. Another person said the parking lot in Alamitos is already full, so they're not even renting spaces there. So you're taking a situation that is stretched beyond its limit, and you're adding to it. It's my hope, and probably the hope of most of the residents in downtown Long Beach, that you as representatives of the city make decisions based on the welfare and well-being of the current and future residents, and not decisions based solely on financial gain to the city. Thank you.
Good evening, esteemed Planning Commission. My name is Jeffrey Thompson. I live at 25 Bonito Avenue. And I am the Vice President of the Alamitos Beach Neighborhood Association. As you all well know, Alamitos Beach is one of the most parking-impacted areas in Long Beach. It's not a secret. People regularly spend 20 to 40 minutes looking for parking every evening, and that's really what I do, too. Cars are left in the street, and with the unfortunate recent muggings that have happened a block from my home, it becomes even more dangerous and a safety issue. The 320 Alamitos coming in unfortunately removes 50 spaces available to the community, which are vital. Every space that we have, we cherish and use. By removing those and putting in a space, a unit with parking overflow, we damage the already dire situation my community faces. We are not addressing the cumulative effects of these new buildings coming in. They each may be tolerable from a certain perspective, but combined, we deal with an epidemic. Please, I implore you to consider the damage to my neighborhood this project stands to do. I understand this building is meeting the requirements set forth, but I want you to understand that when you take a parking away, add something that burdens the community more, you're going to be facing a bigger problem. We only get one opportunity to make this right. Once this building goes in, we can't change it. It is in concrete and it is up. I request that you change the parking requirements to more properly suit the needs of our community. It is time to accept that the 1 and 2.5 parking spots per unit is unrealistic and insufficient to meet the needs of our area. Once this building goes in, we never get another chance to change it. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Neil Baker. I live at 940 East 3rd Street, the Taos 2 condominiums. We are a half a block east of the proposed 320 Alamitos project. I've lived in the area for 15 years now. I've seen parking go from bad to impossible. I've seen traffic go from not too bad to much worse at rush hour. I see from my window people at 11:30 at night going around and around and around and around the corner looking for spaces, and especially people like this poor woman here who has to do it late at night. It's really hard on the neighborhood. Alamitos Beach is an area of older apartments, older homes. I know this is in the downtown development plan, but this is Alamitos Beach. This is east of Alamitos. This is an area of older developments. They're two-story. They're three-story. Seaside Village is four-story with the parking at street level. Seven stories for a building is ridiculous in our area, quite frankly. It's overdeveloped, it's too much, and there's not enough parking. I was fortunate enough to be able to park in that parking structure, that parking lot at 320 Alamitos a couple years ago. And sometimes I had to work late and I just had to park there and cross the street, and that was really easy. I didn't have to go searching for 45 minutes to find a parking space. I think we need to address the parking issue. As the previous speaker mentioned, there needs to be more parking per development. I think this lot would be great for the Huxton at 227 Elm. Townhomes, lower density, I think that'd be great. We are just impacted so harshly with people who didn't plan in the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s when these courtyard buildings were built without parking. And here we are 50, 60, 70 years later dealing with the result. I mean, I plan on retiring here. I'm not going to be moving. So whatever is built at this lot is what I'm going to be living with the rest of my life. So I hope you will consider what we're saying here and reject this lot consolidation and the building. So thank you.
Hello, my name is Angela Lopez. I live at 1008 East 3rd Street, apartment 4. I am first going to thank you for hearing our concerns and everything that they said. Me too. The parking lot there has made my quality of life better. It took me 3 years to get in there. I've lived here 10 years. I've lived here all my life. That parking lot has let me take my mom to the hospital. She's 70 years old. She can't go outside because we have muggings, we have stalking, we have carjackings, we have people getting hit. The last meeting, when this meeting got postponed, I was a few minutes late. Why? My Lyft driver couldn't get to me because, God forbid, you know, I take up another parking spot or not. No, I'm in that parking spot and I use it every day. That half block that I walk is scary now. I work in Irvine. I leave at 8:30 in the morning. I get home well after 9:30. Why? All my business has to be done out in Irvine. I don't have time to get back on the 405 freeway all the way out here to do any business here, maybe on the weekends. Do I get to have visitors? No. No visitors. There's no parking. You cannot add to that. We cannot add to that. The safety is in every direction, two blocks in every direction from where I live. There's been a mugging, a stalking, a stabbing, two beatings on the beach. One man was beat up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday, coming from the E-Bell building, an event. Luckily, my mother, who's a retired nurse, saw him, helped him out. His wife had only just gone to go get her car. We can't add to this. We can't. I have a parking in that spot. It will be taken away. I will have to move. I can't live in a place where I can't park. I have taken up upwards of 5.5 hours.
You need to wrap
the whole
up.
Week.
You need to
five
wrap
and a half.
Up.
I've got 45 seconds. Thank you.
That's not what I see.
Right on my screen.
Okay, so
it's showing
anyway.
Zero.
Please, please, don't add to this. Don't add to the problems. Thanks.
Heidi. There seems to be a difference between my timer and theirs and what's on the screen. Hold on just a second.
Sure, no problem.
Shortly, Danita.
Okay.
I'll just watch from the back. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Good evening. I'm Stephanie Syme. I live at 940 East 3rd Street. And I've lived in the neighborhood for about 13 years, and I have seen things go from bad to worse over those 13 years as well, related to parking. And I'm going to be pretty brief because there's not much more to say other than what these other fine folks have already said. But basically, you know, adding to the already over-congested situation is not helping things, and I'm just begging you guys to really consider what you're doing and people's quality of life in the neighborhood. People can't leave their homes or they can't go out after work for fear of not having parking when they get home. And being a woman and walking a mile, you know, to get to your house is a complete safety issue, and it's scary. And to be a hostage of your home is no way to live, and you really can't enjoy all the wonderful things Long Beach has to offer living that way either. And there are wonderful things that we have as part of our neighborhood. You know, and this isn't probably ever going to be San Francisco where people are going to walk everywhere. So I'm just asking not to continue to make us be hostages of our home. It's hard for me to have people come and visit. There's no parking, so that's the first thing people say. Well, let's go to someone else's house because there's nowhere to park when we go to Steph's house. That's not a comfortable situation for me to be in. I'm worried, in addition to the parking situation, which is already bad, I'm worried about the congestion on 3rd Street. That's a major thoroughfare getting to the freeways and people going to work. It's already congested in the morning. From the diagrams that I've seen with traffic coming out of that building, pouring out again into 3rd Street, I just see a bottleneck situation unless something's redirected with that situation. It's already congested in the morning with people getting to work. And then really my third point on this whole thing is the neighborhood design. The architecture just doesn't fit, just like everybody said. We have apartments and we have townhomes and we have condos in the area, but if you look around, they're smaller level places. You know, something like a big high rise just doesn't fit the design. It changes the whole architecture and vibe and just doesn't fit the comfort that I fell in love with when I moved here 12 years ago. And I agree, this is a place that I'm, you know, hoping to retire. So what comes in here is something I'm going to have to live with for a long time. And again, it can't be undone. So I'm asking you to please very carefully consider this and your decision. And thank you for listening to us.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Robert Mills, 100 Esperanza. I'm curious to know how many of us raised homes so we can have parking and then walked here? I'm imagining that's a lot of us. I've been here for almost 4 years. I love the neighborhood. I love my neighbors. I love, you know, really where I live. I see the quality of life changing drastically. Okay, you know, just as the lady said before me, we're becoming hostages because parking is a major consideration. And in terms of considerations, when we saw the plans for the new building, it's a beautiful building. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. It has a bicycle kitchen. I'm curious to know what a bicycle kitchen is. But then the gentleman also said it follows the downtown plan. We don't live downtown. We live in Alamitos Beach, and we have very, very different needs. You know, our buildings were constructed, you know, over 50 years ago.
Hundreds.
Perhaps hundreds. 100. So, you know, in consideration to our very particular needs, you know, you can't just put a building up that suits another plan. And speaking of plans, with all due respect, it seemed like not everybody was particularly informed as to the impact of this project. If we're asking about the parking on Alamitos, if we're asking about, you know, how many spaces and the impact, who's going to be able to park there, will the people who work in the building be able to park there, I don't think everybody read the entire plan. It's not fair to us to have something so drastic be brought in and to not have it totally thought through. So I ask that you, since you do work for us, I ask that you, you know, take the time and carefully decide how our lives are going to be impacted. Thank you.
Hi. Hello, I'm Dennis Herbert. I live at 774 Gladys Avenue. So while part of District 2, not too directly impacted by this project, I would like to say to the developers, it is a handsome building and very uncharacteristic for the neighborhood. I'd like to discuss my concerns to the revisions to the proposed LUE regarding generally property in the East Long Beach corridor. And in the interest of full disclosure, I'm a board member of the Rose Park Historic District.
Sir, are you here to talk about the LUE? Because we're on the project ahead of that right now.
Actually, I'm really here to talk about this.
About what? The building?
About this particular development.
Okay.
Okay. I live on Gladys Avenue in a beautiful two-story, 100-year-old craftsman house. Right around the corner from a five-story nightmare called the Athena. I don't know if you remember it, fairly new construction. And since its completion, parking in my neighborhood has become completely untenable. My particular concern at this point is that we're making decisions that will adversely impact the quality of life in some of our most treasured neighborhoods. The entire east side of Long Beach in particular and our adjacent neighborhoods live in a park and parking desert. We are not, as a group, opposed philosophically or practically to development. We live, as described in a long past California magazine article, The Last Beach Community of Neighborhoods. We want and we need models of these proposals so that we can really assess the elements and really determine the impacts to parking and to our quality of lives. A recently completed demographic study of our neighborhood disclosed, among many interesting facts, that we share approximately the same human density as Brooklyn, New York. Let's seize this opportunity to preserve the characteristics of our neighborhood that differentiate us from our brethren in the East, not to disparage Brooklyn, New York. Again, we are requesting models of proposed development and a voice so that we can address our concerns for parking and quality of life. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
My name is Donald Marks. I live at 834 East 4th Street. That is the large building across from the proposed building. It is a residential condominium building. Seven stories is out of scale and inappropriate for the neighborhood, taller than any other building, and would set an unnecessary precedent. The height should be reduced to three or four stories, similar to the adjacent condominium building. There are no other buildings this tall in the immediately two blocks surrounding the project. Most are only one story in height. This building will stick out like a sore thumb. It is not compatible with the neighborhood. The building massing and articulation is block-like and dense in appearance. Variation along the Alamitos facade is not deep or substantial enough to break up the solid block-like appearance of the building. The driveway on 3rd Street will further congest traffic on the 3rd Alamitos intersection. The elimination of driving lanes for the bike lanes on 3rd Street has already resulted in westbound congestion. The location will only make this worse, since there is a curve in the road near the driveway which will impact visibility on oncoming bicycles and automobiles. The building should be made condos. The neighborhood needs more home ownership opportunities to promote stability and long-term commitment in the area. There's already an overabundance of rental housing in the area. Many of us bought into this area believing in the promise of redevelopment. Our community does not need more rental housing. We need more home ownership possibilities. The developers never met with adjacent homeowners to discuss this proposal, solicit input, or consider our vision for the neighborhood. The building was designed in a vacuum. Thank you.
Thank you.
How you doing? My name is Nick Rose. I just had a couple questions. So there's 105 parking spaces, and there was previously 50, right, that were available for rent. How many are available for rent in the 105 parking garage?
None.
Okay. So you had a bit of a back and forth about how many were, about if staff were going to be parking in that garage. How many staff are going to be parking in there? Like, what's the number? How many people are going to be working in the, the leasing office? How many people are going to be working in the fitness center, the bicycle kitchen? How many people are going to be working there? Do you guys know?
No.
So that's, if there's more than 10, or if there's more than, I think it's 15 people, then that's below the 1.2. Like, I see the signs in here. 1.2 just won't do. It's not even 1.2 if you have more than 15 people working there with their bringing cars. So it's going to be less than what you've said. And another thing is how many two-bedroom units are in the building? I mean, is that, do you have that? How many two-bedroom units are going to be in the building? So that's more than one, again, that's going to be, you know, if you look at how many people are going to be living in the building and working in the building, it's even the 105, even in a vacuum where we don't have this parking problem, that's not enough for this building. You know, it's a very good presentation. It's very, I think it's a nice looking building. I like kind of modern buildings, the facets. But you know, it's kind of very superficial. Like you're talking about a walkability score, a bikeability score, but what we need is the drivability score. It's not, we can't drive in there. That's what's important to the people who live here. That's everything. All right. Thank you.
Hello. My name is Ed, and I live on 1018 3rd Street, right off Bonito and 3rd. And we're not very happy because we don't have parking spaces. I've been living there for 10 years, and not only that, but traffic's really bad in Alamitos. And this construction, it might take 2-3 years to build it. And when they do it, they're going to block the streets and the traffic is going to get worse. And we don't know what's going to be under excavation. That was going to take, we don't know, and that's going to take more. So traffic is going to be really bad. And then on top of that, there is an accident on Bonito and 3rd Street almost every day, because people's trying to go from east to west, and there is already existing building there that people go pull into the right, and I see the plants, and there's gonna be an entrance on 3rd Street, so it's gonna be dangerous. A friend of mine used to live on Broadway and Bonito, and she used to park all the way on Cherry and Cherry Park. And one time at night, she got into accident because she parked on Cherry Park, and she got to come to Broadway and Bonito, and she got to ride her scooter. So in the middle of the night, she was doing that, and she fell off the scooter and injured herself, and it just, we need more parking, and this is not going to solve it.
Thank you.
My name is Heinz Wolmerath. I am one of the owners of condominium building number 955 East 3rd Street. We are actually bordering right on the property that are now asking to build a building there, condominium building. My question is, been there for 30 years, the parking lot that we're talking about on the other property is an absolute mess. It is dirty, it is filthy, there are no gates, the walls are breaking down. It looks like a third world property, very clearly. It is a disgrace. And my question is, why should the city of Long Beach and the citizens of Long Beach, and in particularly the neighbors of this property, believe that all of a sudden the developer will will make a second Rodeo Drive out of this. Why should they believe that? When you for years on years have doing nothing to clean up your property, to clean up the area that is around, okay? So why should we believe that? And we are very, very disappointed that the owners, multimillionaires, have done nothing to improve that area for 10, 15 years, okay? And that's all I wanted to say. Thank you very much.
Joe Sopo, 3061 Armordale in the 5th District. I don't live in the downtown, but you've heard a lot of people who do live downtown that how this is going to, well, this hasn't even been built yet. How they're living right now, the density, the parking problems. When I come down here from the 5th District where there's lots of parking, the parking's horrendous. I couldn't imagine living under that stress. You know, this group, if you have meetings like this and you have this many people showing up who live in that community who are going to be directly affected by it, you have a lot of responsibility. You've got a big decision to make here. I don't know if you live there. I wouldn't want to be under that. I've got a double car garage. I've got a double driveway. I've got parking in front of my house. I've got all that stuff, but these people don't. These people, if they take the car out to go to the store, there's not space isn't going to be there. If they go, there's just not enough spaces before this is even built. I know that it falls within the correct parking and a half requirements for building. Even the developer has been lied to, that he's building this under the recommendations or requirements that the city puts out. But you shouldn't have a car and a half per unit. You ought to have probably 2.5 cars per unit. Because all these people here, all they want to talk about is parking, 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 parking. And I don't mean to be foolish up here at all, but this is real important. And someone said here that before you build it, once it's built, you can't change it. Now, I was around when they built those 8 and 16 unit apartment buildings, because we needed more living space, on the east side. And that ruined the east side. That ruined it for years. It's still ruined. There's still, they don't have enough parking there. And Alameda Beach does not have enough parking before this project is built. Now, I know it's not your responsibility to set up parking restrictions, but it is your responsibility to say something to somebody who can do something about it. Don't approve this. You put it on hold and say something. That's all we're asking you to do. Say something. Thank you.
Madam Chair and other members of the Planning Commission, my name is David White. I live at 834 East 4th Street. It's the loft building across the street. Madam Chair, can I ask you, in the interest of time, we have all of our representatives here and our HOA president, if we can just give her our minute so she can just flow through it and we all don't repeat the same thing over and over again. Are you okay with that?
Sure.
Okay.
Do you want to talk about
that? Oh, yeah, my thing, my trees. Here in
Let
the
understand.
In your conditions.
So are you going to do three? And then each one of you are going to do three?
No, I'm just going to do 2 seconds.
Perfect.
Condition number C, Mark, or the planning staff, says that you're not going to remove any trees, but the building footprint goes past or goes over the 2 eucalyptus trees. How are you going to address that? And I'll turn the rest of the time over to our president.
Vice President, actually. Hi, I'm going to speak really about the downtown plan. The downtown plan defines standards as requirements. Standard number 2 is new buildings shall respect the scale of the adjacent structures and respond to their elements in an appropriate manner. Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines adjacent as being nearby, not distant. The design of the proposed project fails to respect the scale of the 3 adjacent buildings directly across the street on Alamitos. This is evident in the fact that the developer's plans and proposal, as well as the staff report, are silent on this matter. In addition, neither one mentions addressing the scale of the 2 buildings at the northeast end of the project site or across the street on 3rd Street. This reflects a violation of requirement number 2 of the downtown plan, as the project's height clearly does not respect or even consider the scale of 6 of 7 of the 7 adjacent buildings. It is significantly higher than the vast majority of the adjacent buildings. The project site is basically rectangular in shape, yet there's only discussion of addressing one of the 4 sides of the rectangle. The project only addresses 1 of 4 sides. That's 25%. If you get 25% on a test in school, you get an F. That means you fail. Since the project does not comply with standard number 2, the Planning Commission cannot make necessary findings A and B because the project is not compatible in scale with the neighboring structures and the community in which it is to be located, and the design does not conform to the PD30 design standards. Standard number 3, new buildings should be bold and innovative and promote a forward-looking identity for downtown Long Beach. The proposed project design is not bold or innovative. It reflects a popular, trendy style everyone is doing now. There are many existing examples of the same style in Long Beach, including buildings by the project's architects. This again illustrates the project's failure to comply with the requirements of the downtown plan. Since the project does not comply with standard number 3, the Planning Commission cannot make the necessary finding B that the project design conforms to the PD30 design standards. Downtown plan PEIR analysis that's included in the staff report, page 44. The analysis includes item B, which asks if the project conflicts with any applicable land use plan, policy, or regulation of an agency over the project. The project fails to meet at least 2 of the downtown plan standards, standards 2 and 3. The analysis indicates there is no impact. This is incorrect. There is an impact since the project fails to meet the downtown plan standards, standards 2 and 3. The Planning Commission cannot accept or approve the analysis as presented because it is incorrect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Constantine Haramis, and I live on 834 East 4th Street. The loft's right across the street, and we also have a terrace on top, and when we stand there, in our near vicinity, you don't see any high-rises, so it would be wonderful to have a building that looks wonderful, that looks nice, but 3 or 4 story would make sense, but 6 and 7 story doesn't make real sense. The other thing is, since my balcony is right on the Alameda side, I used to have a house in Belmont Heights, and I did expect us to fix downtown about 14 years ago when I bought, and we're still working on it. And I would love to see a nice building, especially if it's a condo complex where somebody is not renting and is owning. But also the traffic situation is crazy. And how many times in the night, especially in the early evening, we have accidents. If you look at accident reports, either on 3rd Street in Alamitos or 4th Street in Alamitos, there are quite a few accidents. Over the years, you know, you wake up, you hear the crash. Some have been fatal, some have not. And imagine now with having actually an entrance right on Alamitos, that would cause even more issues. And I don't know if you guys are aware, but there are these big, something comes from the port down Alamitos once a month with these big trailer trucks. They're really wide. They take up with police escort, and they take up all lanes. And I wonder how that's going to be impacted as they're coming down Alamitos. So Alamitos Street is a wonderful street, but I wish we could just keep it at a lower level and also take care of our parking. Thanks so much.
There you are. I was waiting for you to come down.
My name is Steve Magdaleno. I've never done this before. In fact, I came here believing that I was fighting a losing battle. But the truth is that you know the situation of the parking. It should not be new to any of you. But my question is this. Is the Planning Commission doing anything about the parking situation at all to accommodate us? I have been paying rent for the last 10 years to somebody, because they said it doesn't belong to anybody and nobody's using it. Well, I've been paying rent to somebody for 10 years. I believe it was the City of Long Beach Art District. But anyway, my question is this, once again, are you doing anything to help the parking situation in Long Beach? And thank you.
Hi, my name is Rumman. I'm from District 5. Joe is one of my neighbors in another neighborhood nearby. I'm also going to talk about parking. That's a problem. I'm going to leave it at that. You guys have heard that ad nauseum. I think it's pretty obvious that's a huge problem. One of the guys that spoke here is a guy named Nick. I went to his house just once. He lives off of Broadway. He lives in District 2. And I told him, I ain't coming back to your house. It took me literally, I mean, these guys say 2 hours. It took me half an hour. And I was about four blocks away just to park to his house. And I go, this is ridiculous. I mean, how do you even get a girlfriend over here? This is like nuts, you know? I mean, former world-class athlete for me, and I've had a lot of fun having, you know, enjoying myself with a lot of parties and things, and how do you even have a party in that situation? It's ridiculous. Also, you know, being an athlete, I like using the space around me, and I'm no longer, you know, world-class or elite athlete, but certainly I still train. And I can tell you that if I go running by some of these places, I'm going to get whacked. You know, I'm going to get clocked or shellacked by a car. I mean, it's just the what's going to take place is going to be a problem. And you got the traffic calming that's going to be nearby. The bollards, come on. I'm in District 5. Nobody here is in District 5, but these developers have been lied to. They just don't know what has hit them. And the problem that we're having is that we have a city council that actually they don't understand the density plans either. Our district, our council member did not when the bollards went in, and there's already 500 people that are against that, and all that petition has gone to all the city council members, so they know. So the transportation or the mobility element is a huge problem that we're having. We're being told that is not a consideration, that we're not looking at it, but it's important that people know that transportation element is very, very important in the parking, and you can't force people legally to take the bicycle routes or everything else, especially when you got 73%+ of your population that is traveling out of the city for working. And so, I mean, I don't know what's going on here, but they can't all be studios. You know, there's just no way that can happen. So, I mean, please use some common sense around here. And I don't have any problem with the developers. Great. It looks beautiful. You know, they're great.
Mr. Chairman. my name is Joe Mello, and I'm from the 4th District, 5469 East Daggett Street. And I'm here to support our neighbors in Alamitos Beach and in the East Village. Our neighborhood is now part of CONO, the Council of Neighborhood Organizations, and I know there's a lot of people here tonight from all over the city, the 5th District, the 8th District, the 5th District. Mr. Mays, you know, I've been an activist for a long time with the airport, and I can tell you I have not seen this in years, but there is a upswelling of people who are very upset at the utopian vision trying to be pushed on, because we saw this happen on the east side of the on the west side of the 4th District years and years and years ago, and it is a travesty. That is the part of our district that has crime. That is the part of our district that is just not functioning. And this is what you're trying to bring to many parts of the city. I was part of the Long Beach Heritage group that went to Studio 111 for our annual meeting, and I'm sorry, I can't remember your name, but he made a presentation of all of the development downtown, and I asked one simple question, and that was about parking, and we probably disagree about this, but you, my feeling was you got very, very defensive, and we had kind of a little bit of a spat there, but the developers don't care, from my perspective, about parking. They don't care. And the neighborhoods and those residents are not going to put up with it. This is the, just the beginning of what you're going to see here over and over and over, because this city is becoming united in wanting to not have this pushed down our throats. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Madam Chairman, Commissioners, city staff, and fellow residents of Long Beach. My name is Alan Tolkoff. I don't live anywhere near this project. I'm here because very often in years past, I had to appear in front of you because of things going on in my neighborhood that are reminiscent of this. And I thought somebody ought to stand up here and say, these folks aren't NIMBYs because they're trying to make our city or preserve our city as something special. We can go all the way up the coast along in Southern California, and I keep marveling at the amazingly bad decisions my city makes. Are we aspiring to be a Hermosa Beach, a Redondo Beach, a Huntington Beach, a Newport Beach, or are we aspiring to be something considerably less? Because we always seem to move in directions that make the lifestyle and the life quality of life worse for the people who already live here. And so I, go ahead. I respectfully implore you to listen to these folks. Too often we forget that the people who live here, not the people who build here, and I have great respect for the developer, by the way, are the ones that we're supposed to be serving. All of you are appointed by the mayor and serve at the pleasure of the mayor and the city council, but you really are responsible for the residents, to the residents of the city. And so I urge you, in the strongest possible terms, tell this project to come back with something a little bit better for the neighborhood. Thank you kindly.
Good evening, Honorable Chairperson. My name is Warren Blasovsky, Long Beach Citizens for Fair Development. Everyone's talking about parking here, and they're wrong, because it's not about parking, it's about money. And what, whose money it's about is the developer's money. I really pissed off a lawyer one time in a negotiation because I added up how much this development was worth. This one's probably on the neighborhood of $70, $80 million. So somebody's going to make a pile of cash off of this at the expense of the people that live in the neighborhood. We're glad to see that the city is now at least doing some type of environmental analysis, however flawed their conclusions may be. We appreciate the fact that Commissioner Lewis has recused himself, but still, there's some inherent unfairness of a council person's business being up here in front of, I'm sorry, a commissioner's development being up front of the commission, even with him being recused. There's a land use coup d'etat going on in the city of Long Beach right now. And if you want to know why there's so many speakers up here and why these meetings are taking so long, it's because California Environmental Quality Act is not being followed. If this development went through a proper CEQA process, then all of the people that came to speak tonight would have had an opportunity to put their input in community meetings. That being said, we oppose this project. We beg upon the commission to vote no tonight. CEQA provides the fullest protection of the environment for its citizens, and the downtown plan calls for an examination that could require some type of new CEQA environmental documentation. The city's further review on this project is flawed. I'm gonna just pick out one point here, or maybe two. On the first page of staff report, we talk about the road diet and the parking's going to be removed. But go ahead and look at mitigation measure TAF1A, number two. It says increase travel lanes by removal of parking spaces. So there's a disconnect there between what's actually going to happen and what staff and the developer have put in front of you. This project has unusual circumstances. The cumulative impacts are not being acknowledged. Let's think about that 3rd Street and Alamitos intersection. That's got to be one of the most dangerous, confusing intersections in the city. All the time you see people in the left turn lane, they don't know when to stop, they don't know when to go. You've got a two-way road into a one-way road. This project's going to directly abut that. There's going to be a curb cut on Alamitos. It's going to be a disaster for the people that live there. Please vote no.
Good evening. My name is Sarah Carter, and my partner and I live at 625 East Broadway. We live in a studio, and we each have our own vehicles. Moving into Long Beach, I had no idea the amount of time parking would now consume in my life. Much of my existence in my 3 years in Long Beach revolves around parking, or lack thereof. I've driven for up to an hour, exhausted after work at night, searching for parking, after finally resolving to park illegally because I had no other option to safely get to my home. I'd love to go out at night to enjoy dinner, to shop, to enjoy entertainment in the area, but dare not leave my home for fear of losing this spot. Those I know have shunned visiting the downtown area simply because it's infamous for its lack of parking. I'm embarrassed for my city and the fact that people don't want to visit this great area because of bad and unsustainable planning. If the intention is to create a San Francisco-style city where everybody walks and uses public transit, then we need to greatly improve these services and take a serious look at the safety of our streets. More services and housing need to be provided for the homeless as a bare minimum start. I've lived in metropolitan areas throughout the U.S., and nowhere have I seen a more hopeless situation than in Long Beach. I find it ironic that my partner and I took an Uber here in order to save our parking spots. I often think of leaving the area permanently simply because of this situation. Please consider raising the requirement for parking and turning down this agenda item. These new buildings are being built in the name of community development. This is not community development when it discourages people from patronizing our city. This is not community development. This is community devolvement. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chair and fellow commissioners. My name is Adam Carrillo. I'm the Economic Development Manager for the Downtown Long Beach Alliance. The DLBA, we're a nonprofit organization. We represent over 1,500 businesses here in the downtown, as well as over 4,000 commercial and residential property owners. As one of the leading voices of the downtown community, we want to express our full support for this project and urge the Planning Commission to approve the site plan review and lot merger. As a key initiative set forth in the downtown plan, it's really to create a strong urban core that builds upon density and drives strong foot traffic. The 320 Alamitos project plan, 77 unit mixed use development, enhances the foot traffic by creating density along the Alamitos Avenue corridor. The project also encourages sustainable practices in public transportation through the inclusion of a full service bicycle kitchen, providing bicycle repairs, maintenance, and storage. In addition, the Metro bus lines are located immediately adjacent to the project, and the site is within a 10 minute walk to the Metro Blue Line station, supporting its status as a transit-oriented development, and is also located within the City of Long Beach's downtown pedestrian master plan boundary. Lastly, the project exceeds the minimum parking requirement set forth in the downtown plan by providing 1.36 parking parking ratio for the planned number of parking stalls. Anyways, thank you for your time, and we appreciate your consideration. And again, strongly urge the commission to move forward with and approve the recommendation. Thank you.
Where do you live?
this lady.
Hello, my name is Janet West, and I live in the 4th District. I'm here to support my fellow Long Beach citizens on their struggle to get adequate parking. We need to team together, all of our neighborhoods across the city of Long Beach, because what's happening to them will be happening to us. And I'd like to point out that developers have a lot of money to make on these projects, and that also means they'll have a lot of money to make to political campaign contributions. There was something the developer said that seemed disingenuous to me. There's probably a lot. I'm not going to repeat what other people have said, but when he said that green space was being provided to help the people in the next condo or apartment development, I believe the green space is on the 3rd story and the complex is only 4 stories. So if he really wants to help him, he should put it on the ground story. Thank you.
My name is Paul Huddle. I live across the street to propose 320 Alamitos. I'm here basically to let you know that I face Alamitos. I deal not only with the traffic, the temporary parking at night, the accidents on both 3rd and 4th of Alamitos on a constant basis. Just several nights ago, we had a pretty bad accident. We're very impacted over there. Also, I overlook that parking lot where we have plenty of people living on the parking lot as well as parking on the parking lot. And those 30 cars have to go somewhere, and that means they go on the street, and we already have them parking in our alleys. We got them parking, blocking the fire lanes, so when we call emergency vehicles out, they can't actually get down the fire lane. And lastly, at 7 stories, they're going to be able to see not only in every window from the Alameda side, but if I leave my house on the other side, they're going to be able to see me. So, I mean, we bought there, and I'm a homeowner for 14 years. I'm a business owner since the early 90s in Long Beach, and I've enjoyed the development, but now it's getting way too impacted in that section. And so a 7-story building will definitely stick out. And plus, I just want to note that we pay extra taxes over there. Being in the East Village, they have the streets cleans and et cetera, and they don't even do that. So the parking issue is going to get worse, and it's going to get dirtier, and it's nothing that's going to help our property values go up, which means more taxes. Thank you.
Sir, I'd like you to wait just a minute. There, we have a lady waiting up top to speak.
Sure. Mayor and City Council members, my name is Vita Banks, and I live at 955 East 3rd Street, which is the complex next door to where this development is proposed to be built. It's kind of incomprehensible to me as to why we not still understand that we have a parking problem. We're at the edge of downtown at 3rd and Alamitos. Some years back when I used to go travel between Los Angeles and Atlanta, there was a big article in the paper at that time asking if Atlanta and some of the cities in the Southeast were going to go the way of Los Angeles or Southern California. And then I thought, wow, we're at deja vu, because there was an article about a year and a half ago in the paper here asking if Long Beach was going to go the way of Santa Monica. And it looks like that's about where we're at. There are a number of seniors that live in our complex. I have mobility issues. People that I know have mobility issues. We are lucky if we have 1 or 2 parking spaces in our building, which I have to. But I have family members and friends that want to visit, and there's no parking. They have to park 2 to 3 blocks away. There are events that we want to have celebrating our family and friends. And most times we have to go to a restaurant because there's more parking available in those areas. So I can't understand how you would allow a developer to come on board with a project, 77 dwellings, needing at least two parking spaces per each one with only 105, and knowing that you only have a handful that are dedicated to visitors. I can't understand how the city council would allow a developer to put something in this particular area that's so dense when we have so few parking spaces already. On Bonito, they redid the parking. Instead of making it parallel, they made it perpendicular to allow for at least two more spaces. And it's, I can't understand it. My neighbors can't understand it. No one knocked on our doors and said, Ms. Banks, do you want us to impact you further? So it looks to me like someone needs to really put more thought into this and consider your constituents and not at the expense of developers making more money. Thank you.
Thank you, Jan Van Dyce. First of all, I'd like to say that I live about a mile from this project site. I'm not the developer, by the way. I know that sounds like a bad thing tonight, but I am the construction manager. And there really isn't a developer. There's a guy who bought this piece of property, and he wants to create an apartment building. And so back to me for a second, because that's important. When I first moved to Long Beach and I opened my office, I opened it on 3rd and Cerritos. I rented a spot in the top of the old E-Bail Club. So I know what you're talking about. My office currently is about 3 blocks away, and like I said, I live about a mile away. So there's no question there's a parking impact in Alamitos Beach. It's the worst in the city. The question tonight really is, there's another issue in the city, and the issue in the city is we're a growing city and we need housing, and these issues are going to conflict. The needs of the existing lack of infrastructure, lack of parking, are going to conflict with the needs of people who need a place to live. And it's creating this context. In this particular case, really the question is this. Is this project, and this is the disagreement we're going to have, is this project in itself, 77 units with 105 parking spaces, creating, are the residents that are going to live here going to park in your spaces? Are they going to take parking away from you? Okay, that's what you believe, and I understand. I understand why you believe that, and I'm going to. And what my position is going to be, and my position to the council is, no, actually, it's not. Studies have been done again and again and again, and these standards were not done in a vacuum. We, as a construction manager, we build and supervise residential projects all over Southern California. The parking standards are the same: Orange County, Riverside, in urban areas. We finished a project a year ago downtown, and we see no impact of off-site parking. We finished 100 Long Beach Boulevard. So I understand from an emotional issue, the people here are dealing with a very serious situation. But from a project issue, we feel that we're presenting a beautiful project. We feel it's scaled and sized for a major thoroughfare. We think it's architecturally significant. And we think it's going to make a difference in the community. And we understand the fact that the surrounding area is dealing with serious issues, but at the same token, our position is we are not making them worse. The ownership is open to having conversations, to having shared parking agreements. This project is overparked. There's no modifications or variances requested. We have twice the open space required by the ordinance. We have a substantial investment in street improvements, including trees, infrastructure, traffic mitigation, traffic lights, and we have a very activated ground floor. And the final comment I'm going to say is, you know, a lot was said about...
Yeah, because you do need to wrap up.
Yep. All right. I'm going to make one final comment. There's no on-site employees. There's going to be a couple of leasing agents. There's 105 parking spaces. People are leaving for work. There's no employees in the gym. There's no employees in the bike kitchen. It's owner amenities. This is going to be a great project for Long Beach. It's going to be a great project for this corridor, and I encourage you to support it. Thank you very much. How many below
market rates?
I'm Susan Collins. I live in the 5th District, and I have a couple of comments. The open space that the project wants to give is a private open space. I think they said it was about 3,000 square feet. That's like half my lot size on my property. I own a house. It's 6,000 square feet. And this is for 77 apartments. And there, this is being presented as a family, which I assume has some children. And I didn't see anything that would be for children. It didn't. I didn't see it in the illustrations, and the presenters didn't say anything. I'm just wondering why there is no requirement when a developer comes in with this kind of density for to contribute to having a public parking park or open space, let alone, you know, the parking, which has been a big issue that's being taken away from the neighborhood. And I don't know what you do if you make recommendations to the city council or if you get to vote on it yourself to change the requirements, but I would like to see that park space or open space becomes a requirement if a development this size is, you know, you're considering it. And thank you.